Blog Talk Radio.
This is how we do it.
Music. Now you have to go to the Blog Talk Radio to kind of be a part of this as well. You know, the call in number for not only Talking Sports Plus, but we got a new show that's coming at you. It'll be coming on Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock, entitled Balling with the Coach, or in other words, Balling with the Doc. You know, everybody, it is great to have an opportunity just to be able to just talk with you, share my expertise on the hottest sports topics of the week. We're going to look at some real exciting things today, but we want you to make sure you call in. Your call-in number is over my shoulder, 347-857-4192. And for my Blog Talk listeners, 347-857-4192. We want you to call in. Now, if you just want to just go from the level you are, if you're on Facebook and you want to go to the web link, you can listen to the show. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com. slash L.D. Smith Production. I'm so excited. Again, my name is Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, and I'm so excited to come before you again. I am the host of three shows that we're doing. This is the third one. This is a kickoff, so we want it to be good. We want it to be exciting. It's Fabulous Friday. You know, everybody got things planned for the weekend. I hope you are planning a great weekend, but just to, hopefully today was an awesome and a blessed day for you, and you have a real positive night. But we wanted to give you something before we went into the actual weekend. We just wanted to share some hottest topics that's going on. As you know, last night was the NBA draft, and we want to wrap this thing up. We want to share some thoughts, and we want you to call in as well. We want to make sure you call in. The number is 347-857-4192. Or you can just go to my email, and that's LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Now, if you're on Facebook, you're looking at me. If you're on our live broadcast, you can hear us. So if you want to hear the live broadcast, go to that number over on my right shoulder for those Facebook listeners and make sure you call into that number because we want you to play a part of this show today. You know, anything we're talking about, we want your opinion because you are experts. You know sports. You know what's happening because you watch sports. Everybody have their favorite team, or they have their college or university or even their high school as well as their middle school that we talk about on Talking Sports Plus, but Balling with the Doc, we're going to talk about all of that. So you have an opportunity to call us. Oh, I'm so excited about having this opportunity. Now, as I stated earlier, we have two other shows besides this show that we have now that falls on our Talking Sports Plus is Balling with the Doc. We have Talking Sports Plus here on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And on Monday night, every other Monday, we have Talking Real to You. It's a show just about plain old life issues. So you have a chance to call in. We'll talk about all issues, social issues. We're going to spend some time coming Monday night. We're going to have some people on that's going to share some things dealing with careers, with finance on Monday night. But you have an opportunity to call in. But now I just want to get an avatar, get my shameless plug about the other shows on this show. Again, this show is Balling with the Doc. We're going to talk about the NBA draft wrap-up. I want to make sure I mention those individuals who had time to join me right now. Thank you so much. But I also would like you to join by calling in and ask some questions. Share your thoughts on. Have John Blackman, we appreciate your joining. Jamie Haley, Jeanette Wright, Olivia Smith, Shanita Prescott Rogers, and Erica Ellis. Thank you for joining me because I'm excited about having this opportunity just to come before you. Now, through all this, our sponsorship, and we want to share that our sponsorship is coming from, at this time, one organization. The organization is L&A Consulting Group, LLC. And it's a consulting group that have an opportunity to work with your organization, with your group, with your church, with whoever you want to. We're doing leadership. We're just doing finance. We're doing budgeting. We do so many things. We do education and consulting from in the classroom. We'll work with you, classroom management. It's just handling what you need. We'll provide it for you. So we're going to do that. That's L&A Consulting Group, LLC. All right? And the number to contact L&A is 334-301-8775. Also, you can email. It's L.A. Consulting Group, LLC, at gmail.com. Oh, I gave you all that opportunity to give you a chance to just make contact with me. I'm very excited about the opportunity to be before you again today. All right, we're going to look at the NBA draft wrap-up. Just kind of see what went on. Now, we're going to start off with, as you know, when they kicked the show off last night about 6:30 Central Standard Time, Eastern Standard Time, you had 7:30. It was a little bit in between. Pacific Coast, 2 hours different from us, and you're talking about 4:30 or so. And they started off drafting DeAndre Ayton from the University of Arizona. He was drafted as the number one player to the Phoenix Suns. And everybody was pretty much your talking pundits. When I say everybody, talking pundits, all your individuals who's a talking heads already said that DeAndre Ayton will be that draft. Phoenix Suns needed that opportunity to get a big man. get him. He's well above 7 feet tall, and he's scoring 21, 10, 12 rebounds a game, and he have 8 or 9 block shots. So he's bringing that to the Phoenix Sun. Also, since we're talking about the Phoenix Sun, there was a trade that went on with Zaire Smith, was traded to the Philadelphia 76ers for Mikal Bridges. Now, that was so interesting. We're trying to wrap this up because Mikal Bridges' mom works in the Human Resource Office of the Philadelphia 76ers, and she was very excited when her son was drafted by the 76ers, but to find out within an hour or two, he was traded to the Suns for Zaire Smith. So you have that's another intriguing point of the draft. And it was for everybody to kind of see that you can plan on being somewhere, but it can change within hours. So I think it's good for both teams. I think Philadelphia can use Zaire Smith. I can add that point. Players are now, they call themselves point forward, point guard, point centers, point everybody. But he has had all those. He can shoot the ball as Zaire Smith, and he'll be going to the 76ers. Every time Mikal Bridges will be going to the Phoenix Suns. So you're talking about a young group of individuals being put together at the Phoenix Suns, the team that had the worst record to ascend to get that top choice, and now they got two young players coming in. So we see some real positive things. We expect some positive things to happen with that situation. Also, with the number three pick, I only want to talk about some of those picks that had impact, those picks that are still talking about today and we'll be talking about in the future. Number three, you have Luka Doncic, traded from the Hawks for the number five pick, Trae Young, to the Mavericks. And what's the storyline? The storyline will be, if this trade works out, both will be looking good. But then again, the other side of that storyline would be which one will not succeed. For Luka, as you know, he's a European player from Spain that's coming over. He's been playing professional basketball since about 14, 15 years old. He's 19 years old. He has a great upside. He handles the ball well, and he just won the championship of that international league. So he's coming and bringing some championship pedigree with him, going to the Mavericks. As you know, the Mavericks have several other players, but time is sort of like catching up with, like, Dirk Nowitzki. His age is catching up. Now, have another young player that's 6'8", 6'9", can handle the ball, play good defense, shoots the ball well, is going to add a new wrinkle for the Mavericks. Put him back at least into the middle thick of things to be able to compete in that West with Houston and with the Warriors. They'll just have that chance. So that was a major trade. Then you had Trae Young to go to the Atlanta Hawks. Sometimes football will be on my mind, but I'll come with you and talk a little basketball with you, and like we are doing now. We're wrapping up. So we're talking about the Atlanta Hawks. Ooh, I want to say Falcons so bad because I got Julio on my mind, Julio Jones. But I'm going to get to him a little later. But the Hawks traded, and they really feel like they got the right player, the point guard that's some people are comparing to a young Stephen Curry. Trae Young led the NCAA in scoring last year, this past year, which was 27 points a game at 12 assists. So they look for him to score. He can shoot from anywhere. He can pull up as well as Stephen do 4 feet beyond the three-point line and scoring with accuracy. So a lot of people think that it's going to be good for the Atlanta Hawks to get that young player in there with that kind. And as a general manager, that's of the Hawks now, and even the coach, assistant coach, was over at Golden State. So they got that same thought process they're bringing it to the East. So we'll see how that trade turned out because they will be linked, not just for now, but also in the future. They'll be linked forever, in essence, because everybody said, well, you was traded for him to move up and go to third, from third to fifth, so we can give you the right fit. It's all about fit. So what we're actually looking at is that people will eye this trade for the next 5-6 years to kind of see how it turns out. So we'll have to see. We're going to keep our eye on it as well. We also had an opportunity to see the take a focus on the number 8 pick in this draft, Colin Sexton from the University of Alabama. Before I move with Colin, I want to make sure you can call in and talk with us. Share your expertise, 347-857-4192. I want you to share your thoughts. You are an expert because you watch professional basketball. We just finished with the finals, so give your thoughts. We want you to share your thoughts about it. So I would appreciate it. Even on Facebook, if you want to type something in there that you want to share with me, you can. And I will relay it to our listening audience on Blog Talk Radio as well as we're here on Facebook Live. Colin Sexton was drafted by the Cavaliers, and one of the things that Colin had an opportunity is to appeal to LeBron James. And he appealed and just said, you know, last year you didn't have all the pieces, but here I am as a point guard. I'm a piece. You can use piece. You know, let's do it. Let's go back to the finals. That's what he said, quoting Colin Sexton. He's from the University of Alabama. And one of the things I wanted to kind of talk about today as we talk about the University of Alabama is that this player is being drafted. It's been a while since a player has been drafted in the lottery, in the top 10 for the University of Alabama. Is that a real positive thing for the University of Alabama? Let me hear your thoughts on it. Give us some idea in regards to that. We just really want to see how you feel about Colin Sexton and the Cavaliers. Will that be enough to have LeBron to stay in Cleveland? It's been a lot of talk. You know, on the 29th, you know, that's the end where he has to decide whether he's going to be that, he's going to stay or be a restricted free agent, how he's going to do it, whether he's going to re-sign, re-up with the Cavaliers or decide to go to another team. So what we want to do is want you to share your thoughts about that. We want you to just take an opportunity just to call in. Number is 347-857-4192. So make sure you call in. Looking at LeBron, we want to kind of look at him to see what impact this draft of Colin Sexton will be on him. LeBron is going to make his mind up, and we expect him to do that very soon. So we're going to really get to that a little later. But let's look at one more draft choice, which was the last draft choice of the lottery. That was number 14 pick, which was surprising. Michael Porter Jr. from Missouri fell so far. A lot of people thought he would be taken by the Knicks. Even the reaction of a Knicks fan, if you watch that, they got sort of upset about this. They really was upset because, you know, they did the same thing about two or three years ago with Porzingis, where, you know, they wanted to, they wanted somebody else. So they wanted Michael Porter Jr., but they end up drafting Kevin Knox. He's 6'9 to 6'10, somewhere around that range, out of Kentucky. And he's going to add he adds a little firepower. He just need to up his engine up just a little bit, from my observation. And I think he will be to help the Knicks sort of get back out of mediocre, being mediocre to the point where they'll be even thought of, you know, in the first thought of mind when you think about a team in the NBA. You know, they can be consistent and they can be successful. So we're going to look to see how this choice by the Nuggets is going to help the Nuggets with Michael Porter, but when select him, how this would affect in looking at those two players, Kevin Knox, Michael Porter Jr. We also want to talk about which team we have the most success with that draft choice. I want to hear what you have to say. Let me know exactly what you have to say about the draft choice. You know, your team, is your team or not? Do you think it's the number one draft choice with DeAndre Ayton with the Phoenix Sun? Was it with the trading of Zaire Smith for Mikal Bridges going to the Sun with those two? Kind of put the Sun, make them relevant again with the trade with the Hawks receiving Trae Young for Luka. Would this be good for both teams? And see how Colin Sexton and many other players that were drafted. You know, you have several players that were drafted. You know, I mentioned just some I thought are storylines. And I want you to kind of share your thoughts on it. Again, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. So we're excited again to come before you with this broadcast. We just want to talk sports with you and want you to talk with us as well. The next thing we want to look at is LeBron. Which team would sign LeBron? And I know many of you out there have heard a lot of the talk from the punters and the talking heads about where LeBron is going. We even talked about on our show, we even talked about it on our show on Wednesday night, Talking Sports Plus, where we felt my co-host wanted to, you know, they shared their thought, their expertise, where they thought LeBron would be going. Where would he land? And we want you to share your thoughts now. You know, share it with me. Email me. Text me. Call me. And let's talk about where you think LeBron will sign. I'll give you my thoughts, but that's just only my thought. I think some of them with me is kind of personal. I really would like to see him at the Lakers. Now, whoever they get, now, my opinion about that, if LeBron goes to the Lakers, I still think they'll be competitive enough to at least make it to the playoffs, and the possibility they'll be able to move forward as well. So, want to kind of look at some players, if he go to the Lakers, can be added. And that's going to be part of the discussion as well. And one of the biggest things we can say is that, you know, Kawhi Leonard had talked about he no longer want to be at the Spurs, San Antonio Spurs. He wants to be out of there. And they're doing everything from the Greg Popovich going over there to talk with him in San Diego while he's there in California at home training. Getting himself ready to come back in 2018 to the possibility of Paul George coming from OKC, but we also hear OKC is willing to back up the Brinks truck. And by backing that truck up, they want to make sure they give him the best of a max deal so he'll stay there with Westbrook. Also, that's a possibility if LeBron goes. We're just saying if he goes. We don't know where he's going to land, but it's just my opinion, and you can share yours. We want you to call in as well. Whether they'll bring in a possibility, Chris Paul. Chris Paul has said that he has no problem playing with LeBron, but he wants LeBron to come to Houston. But one of the problems we're going to have, they're sort of like going to have with that situation is that they haven't signed Chris Paul. Chris Paul is going to be a max player. He's going to get max money. And you're talking over $200 million. Will they have the money in place to play LeBron? Really, truly, truly, I'm going to add a little wrinkle to this thing in a little bit. That really, really, that with Houston Rockets, with those two players they have, these two superstar players that they have, James Harden and Chris Paul, is that enough? Just think, they took Golden State to 7 games. If Chris Paul, as some people say, didn't get hurt, then we don't really know what would have happened. It could have upset up, and Houston could have been in the championship game against Cleveland. We just don't know. So is that just enough? Do they really need LeBron? That's something I want us to think about. We're talking about that personally. I don't really think or feel like they need LeBron. I feel like they can do it with what they have, young players like Capella, with the Houston Rockets we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. What's happening? We're wrapping up this draft. How this draft affects teams. How this draft have people to change their coaching, change what they have to do to get to the finals and win the championship. Because everybody's trying to catch up with Golden State. Everybody's trying to catch up. We're running behind the Warriors, trying to catch up with the Warriors. They're so far ahead with the four superstars they have on their team. And those four superstars are tough to deal with. But everybody else is trying to put a super team together so they could compete and possibly dethrone the Golden State Warriors, who won 3 out of the last 4. You call in, share your thoughts. That's 347-857-4192. 4192. I'm looking to hear from you. We're excited to have an opportunity to come before you. So we're moving forward with Balling with the Doc, and that's B-A-L-L-I-N with the Doc. And Dr. Smith here, excited about having this opportunity to bring this show before you. So please take an opportunity to either go to the web link and listen to the show, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/LD Smith Production, or call in 347-857-4192. All right, as we was talking about Kawhi Leonard, he has made it quite clear, I want out of San Antonio. You know, he's on the contract for one more year. He won't be a free agent until 2019. My question to you, as you listen to the show, will the Spurs be forced to trade Kawhi Leonard to the Lakers? They said they're not going to deal with the Lakers. That's the talk. The Lakers feel like they don't have a chance, but if a player is there and he's your best player and he is saying that he wants to be out and be somewhere else, I personally feel that you have to give him, just give him what he wants. But you got to fight to the last second of that fight to get something that might not be, will not be equal to Kawhi. No matter what you do, will not be equal, you know, to Kawhi. Is any team willing to gut their team to get three or four players just for that one player? Now, if you got a situation like with the Lakers, when they have two players that young but can add a little life and kind of replace and give San Antonio that punch they need for the upcoming year, then you feel a need. But if he wants to be out, he's going to be out. Now, we don't know what his injury situation is. We don't know. He misdiagnosed him with the Spurs, so he went and got his own personal doctor, and now he's rehabbing and going. So is he going to be ready for 2019? If he don't want to play, he may just use that, and there really ain't nothing to do about it. He stay on, you know, stay on IR the rest of the season until February, and then he with the trade. Then you may have to trade him, but then it is best to get that eyesore out of here, get that person out of here now, and just go whatever you can work hard to get that's going to be good young players to help you. Why not do that to Spurs? But that's just the talk. You don't want to trade to the Lakers and make them a super team, but you might not have a choice, because if you trade with somebody else, he go there. He ain't going to play for 1 year, and nobody's going to invest three or four players for that one player when he only going to be there the 1 year. Well, you got to now convince him. It's hard to convince a man because money don't mean nothing, because Kawhi can stay there and play this year and sign that max contract for over $200 million. But he said he wants out, given what he wants. That's my opinion. You know, that's not giving up. It's just that sometimes, you know, you can win some battle, but you may not win the war. I want to thank Alicia Ruffin for joining me at this time. Appreciate you for the support. Let's also look at some college sports and some things that are going on in college sports. In the last 2 weeks, we had several things that happened in regards to players and their ability to play. We had three things that we talked about on the show on Wednesday night. One of the things was a new red shirt rule. This is college sports now. That red shirt rule is that a player can play four games and still be red shirted for that year. In the past, it was only like one game he could play. Some people try to split it up, but then you have to count how many minutes he plays so it don't equal to a quarter, but now it's four games. The transfer rule say any player that is unhappy with where he is, you know, with the season start, he's not playing as much, he want to transfer, what he can do without getting permission from the school is submit his name into a database. And that database will send his information out. It'll be all over for other coaches now to treat him like a free agent. That's the second rule. And then specifically the graduate transfer rule, it was not so much throughout the country that are having problems. It was the Southeastern Conference. They were having a major problem with it. Players are being denied when they graduate from college to transfer. The most recent cases is Brandon Kennedy at the University of Alabama, who graduated in 3 years. However, since he had a redshirt year, he has 2 more years of eligibility because you got 5 to play for. If you get a master redshirt, then you have 6 to play for. He wants to leave to go to Auburn of Tennessee. Nick Saban and the university said no. They used that leverage that the SEC had, that you got to get approval from the SEC office as well as the school. But the change in the rule is that you really don't have to get the approval from the school, but you still have to get it from the SEC headquarters. So that's something to talk about, something we want to share some thoughts. Our call-in number again is 347-857-4192. The show is Balling with the Doc, and I'm very excited about, again, having a chance to come before you and just share some thoughts on college sports, talk about professional sports, have our coaches corner, and then we'll talk a little pro ball as we conclude with the show. Now, let's take those three rules and see how it helps or hurt teams. Let's look at, for example, I'll use a situation that's nationally being discussed, and that's dealing with the University of Alabama with their quarterback situation. This is a situation, you have a quarterback that will be a rising junior, you have a quarterback that will be a rising freshman, and both of them are competing for the position. Now, with the luxury of having both of them, if you convince them to stay, you got two with two different skills, but their skills are good. And now, if one of them playing, the starter get hurt, and he won't come back, he can redshirt because he can play up to 4 games. Or if that person that's a rising junior can graduate at the end of the year and he don't play 4 games, then he'll be able to leave and go to another school and has 2 years because of this redshirt rule. So you got the best of both worlds. Some of well, they said the rich keep you richer. They keep getting richer. And that's one of the things you can see and occurring with this new redshirt rule. Also, it also helped your FCS team. If your school is Albany State, your school is North Carolina Central, Alabama State University, Tuskegee University, Alabama A&M, Florida A&M, Bethune-Cookman, North Carolina Central, North Carolina A&T, Benedict, whatever your school is, as you know, a player can transfer down from the Group of Five, which is your FBS, down to your FCS and still be eligible. But with this situation now, if a player at that school is not playing, may have played in 3 or 4 games, but he can't play more than four. All right? If he played more than those 4 games, he's not going to be. He can play two or three games and then decide he want to transfer down, and he'll get that year back. So he might be a sophomore and get hurt. He has 3 years, and he's transferred to your school, and it could be FCS, where he don't have to sit out at all, or he can go to Division II, which is teamed with Tuskegee University, Albany State, Fort Valley State, St. Augustine, and all those schools right there. He can transfer down to those schools and still have that year that he missed this year. So it is like I say, it is very exciting that we have an opportunity to just be here before you. Call their numbers, 347-857-4192. All right, let's look at the four teams that we think that will be in the college football playoff. You know, we're going to stick with the two teams that's been there for the last 3 to 4 years. Well, 3 years will be 4 years. And that will be, we're going to go with the University of Alabama as one of the teams selected. That's my choice. You can challenge me by giving me your four teams by calling in 347-857-4192. Clemson, I think, will be in that race for, you know, that Final Four slot. I believe Ohio State will be in that race for that final slot. Now, some people really believe Georgia will make it again. We have to see. That was unique to have two SEC teams in the playoff, the Final Four, then even in the championship. Are we fatigued? All our fans fatigued with that. Are we tired of seeing them? We just want to see somebody different. We'll kind of see. But those are the four teams, and you can share your thoughts. Just you can email me, or you can go to Facebook and you can respond where you're joining me, and each of those individuals joining me, you can share your thoughts on that. All right, we also want to look at the situation with Jameis Winston. Now, you know, Jameis Winston, it came out this morning that's a possibility that the NFL possibly come to an agreement with Jameis Winston that he will be suspended for 3 games. Now, what has occurred back in 2015 to 2016, Jameis was accused of groping Uber driver. And this is the punishment coming out now in 2018 because investigation been done. I want to know your thoughts. How do you feel about that? You know, we have things that occurred with Jameis Winston while he was at Florida State. Several incidents, you know, from the point of being accused of sexual abuse, then to the point of the situation with the crab legs at the store, and then eventually the situation where he was in the lunchroom or the dining hall, stood up on the table, said some obscene things, and no excuse for it. But now he's a grown man, and that grown man now has to take responsibility now. We don't know the circumstance. One of the things that it was talked about by the talking heads and the pundits this morning was NFL need to let us know what happened. Tell us exactly what happened. Tell us why you ruled that he only had 3 games when your policy that you agreed that any other incident of that sexual abuse, any kind of incident that may go against that professional policy with your NFL players, it's a 6-game suspension, minimum 6-game suspension. But you come to terms and you agree for Jameis Winston will miss the first 3 games. So we want to know. We want to know what's happening. You know, we only get bits and pieces, but you agree to because, you're, as we heard, it's possibly going to come out official today that he will serve those 3 games because Jameis say he would not challenge that. He'll take the 3 days, so 3 games, sorry, 3 games. We don't know exactly what happened. We would like to know. Can you share it with us? We'd like to find out what happened, what your investigation shows, what hurt. You know, we don't know because there's another side of that story, and there's always two sides to the story. So we want to know. Keep an eye out for all of those things that have occurred. We're so excited again about being here with you. We do appreciate you joining Balling with the Doc, and it will be coming on Friday at 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You can go to the web link, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/LD Smith Production, and you can be a part of the show by calling in at 347-857-4192. Or you could be on Facebook, like I have several individuals joining me. I do appreciate Catherine Bibb joining us at this time, and all the other individuals that join us. And I always try to get those names so I can send something out to say thank you for taking time to join us here on Balling with the Doc. If it's a new show, falls under the LD Alberto Smith Production. That's an LD Smith Production. We have several shows, and I want to share that before because we're down to our last 7 minutes of the show. We have Talking Sports Plus. It's aired every Wednesday at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You can call in and talk to these the group of experts that's been put together, myself as the host, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. My co-hosts are Coach Tony Stallworth, Coach of the Airway Darrell E. Train Elliott, Coach Tremaine Edwards, and the Lady of the Hour, which is Al Millennium, Coach Lauren D. Smith, on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. On Monday night, every other Monday night, we have our Talking Real to You. And it's Talking Real with the number 2 and Y-O-U. You can call in on Monday night, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And the call-in number is 347-857-4192. And now we have Balling with the Doc. And we all up in the same umbrella. We want you to be a part of this. So take a little time, call in when our shows are being aired, and we'd like to hear your expertise, because I know you have it. I know you have some things you want to say. But we are now, with this show, we're on Facebook Live as well as Blog Talk Radio during this time. We are broadcasting live both ways. So, as you know, for most of those individuals that's on Blog Talk Radio, if you want to see me live, you can go to my Facebook page, which is Dr. L. DeAlberto Smith /Facebook.com. You can be with me, you can join us, and you can see us live, or you can continue to listen to the show on Blog Talk Radio with the call-in number 347-857-4192, or go to the web link. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/LD Smith Production. All right, we're down about 3 minutes and 30 seconds, and I really appreciate you taking time joining me, each and every one of you all, and I'll do a point to try to make connection with you and share some thoughts. And thank you for taking your time, because I know how valuable your time is. Thank you for joining us on Ballin' with the Doc. And then also join us on every other Monday. We're talking real to you. And we have a Facebook Live that come on at 7 o'clock before our podcast and live stream that comes on at 8 o'clock, which is Talking Real to You. Then on Wednesday night, that's every Wednesday night, Talking Plus, you can join us at 7 o'clock with our Facebook Live. Then we go and have our live stream and our podcast at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Time. But Balling with the Doc comes on Friday, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I really have enjoyed each and every one of you all. So we'll get to the point where we're about to close the show out. And I always try to make sure I close it out with some music. We do not own the rights to this music, but we just like to share some things as we go out of the show.
Hello.
And we had a beautiful time. I thank you for joining me on Facebook.
Thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I want to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight.
We'll talk with you on Monday night.
I'm
the man. Thank you for joining us. Hashtag Keys Running. Hashtag
Your Heart Feeling Like
I Love It.
When you take it all that you can't take,
don't
remember where your help comes from. Realize you got somewhere to run. Don't worry about what you're going through. Instead of worrying, here's what you can do. Praise him anyway.
Love you, and ain't nothing.